We are indeed part two of the Tom Bernard Show.com from the RentersWarehouse.com studios with
Catherine Brandt,
Alex Brandt Bernard,
Andy Brandt Bernard,
Mike Rasmussen.
Yes, we'll be back in 90 seconds. Andy did a good job getting us back quickly because it's going to start storming like a son of a bitch in about 45
and I have
minutes.
Dinner plans in the city, so it's going to be super fun to do that.
Well, it's going to be the worst at 6, but then it like kind of tapers off.
Well, so. I'll be having dinner then, so hopefully it won't be too terrible.
So you'll be good to go?
Hopefully.
All right, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in 90 seconds after these words with part two of the TomBernardShow.com.
Hi, Tom here for my friends at Renter's Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, or just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Forget the hassle of selling your home. Why risk getting less than your asking price? Find out what your home will rent for instead. Renter's Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home easy, fast, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. And for only $80 a month, their professional landlords will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renter's Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. There are no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to RentersWarehouse.com right now for a free rental price analysis to see what your home will rent for today. Call 952-470-8888. Again, 952-470-8888 or visit RentersWarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords. Dougie, what's new at Walzer?
I was reading this article in Edmunds about car shopping. Take a look.
Okay. Americans hate car shopping so much they'd rather give up sex and do taxes.
Yeah, it gets better.
What's ridiculous, though, is just how many people hate the haggle. 1 in 5 said they'd willingly give up sex for a month rather than haggle for a new car. Another 44% said they'd be willing to give up Facebook.
Read on, Sir Tom.
Even more worrying, though, are the number of people that would simply prefer to avoid the car buying experience altogether. 1 in 3 people surveyed said they'd rather do taxes, go to the DMV, or sit in an airplane's middle seat.
Tom, this is the reason that Walzer does business differently. We've been hassle and haggle free for over 10 years, and people love it. Great pricing online, in the store, every single car, every single day.
And you don't have to give up Facebook?
Nope. In fact, I'd like you to read our new slogan from our brand new marketing department.
Okay. Here goes.
Don't give up sex. Buy from Walzer and save the haggling for home.
What do you think?
Slight improvement over the old marketing department.
I know it's really hard to believe because it just never happens, but Doug Sprinthal's on vacation. Jesus, Palomino. Every day.
Does he ever work?
Oh! I guess he won't be giving you.
I don't know
where the cuticle clipper is. Terry Sandel left me a pen.
A mess.
I love
Ooh,
this.
Ooh, a nice pen.
They're nice pens.
Hey! You just got a very nice pen for Father's Day.
Thank you.
Where's your WTF pen?
Oh, my God. Let me just tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, TomBernardShow.com. Alex. Bought me a book of the worst jokes ever told.
No, that was Andy.
It was Andy.
I got you shit, my dad says.
I'm sneezing.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you. God bless you.
I know.
Andy,
kind of...
what the hell is wrong with you giving me that book?
What?
Did you read any of those jokes?
I know many of them.
They are the worst jokes.
Well, that's the idea.
Well, that's
the
whole
that's
point.
The new thing is dad jokes, which basically just terrible puns.
But they're British, so about half of them you don't even get.
What?
Mike, you were the only one that didn't hear. What do you get when you cross the Atlantic with the Titanic?
What?
About halfway.
Oh,
that's a good joke.
That's probably the best one in there.
That's a good one. But it's a British joke book. So there are jokes you'll read them and you go, what do you get when you cross a polar bear and a duck? Cricket. What?
It has like haggis references.
Yeah, just like that. Like, great. What?
Well, why are they selling that in the United States?
Yeah, get the hell out.
Did you read Shit My Dad Says?
I've read some of it, yes.
Are you sure you read that joke right?
His
Google says it doesn't exist.
I just made it up. Okay. But there are jokes in there.
Are you sure you don't just not get them?
Oh. Yeah, because I'm stupid.
Are you just not smart enough, Dad?
Dear, my father's a moron, and I'd
like
to point
that out. Do you know how to read?
That's what I said.
That's exactly what you said.
That's the next book
next
year.
Shit My Dad Says. What do you have to say about it?
I just started reading it.
What complaint did you
have? Oh, no, it's not a complaint. It's a guy. Why doesn't the guy say fuck a little more often?
Yeah.
I mean, he says it like three times a sentence. And he's a doctor, right?
Uh-huh.
He's like a surgeon.
Yeah, he's like a Jewish surgeon.
A Jewish surgeon.
Because they never swear. Jewish
No, no, that's never. Very true. Honest to God, I started reading the book, and in the book he moves back in with his parents. He's 28 years old, dumped by his girlfriend, moves back in with his parents. And his father, like, the first thing he sees him goes, "The fuck are you doing with that fucking bullshit? Sorry your fucking girlfriend broke up with you." I mean, it's like, Jesus! Settle down, Dad.
He's riled up.
Yeah, I might drop the F-bomb once in a while, but I don't like that.
There are days.
Well, there are days. True. It's true.
Yeah.
It's very, very true. In any case, ladies and gentlemen, thank you to Dave Mason, who was just a terrific guy. Oh, did you ever find a Newcastle,
I can't do that when I'm playing ads, so let's see.
Ooh. Why don't you try to do a podcast, Andy?
Yeah, Andy.
I am doing a podcast.
It's like
a way to go.
Like Becky when she got on the phone with her dad.
See, I'm trying to find someone who's not doing an accent, but rather has the accent, which I think... Here we go.
You cannot understand this.
Someone who's got a Geordie accent, which is Newcastle.
Okay.
This isn't someone doing an accent. This is a proper Geordie teaching you the actual accent. So there you go. And in 5 seconds when this car ad is over,
you will hear it.
That's the problem with YouTube.
We need to figure out who's coming.
Sometime I have been promising that I would do a Geordie accent video. And I've decided that after having to think about it, it's not...
It's very similar
to
Becky.
It's not that easy an accent to just sum up in... one video, so I'm going to do a series of videos. I think it's going to make more sense and they're going to be shorter because I do waffle on, as you can tell by the other videos.
Waffle
so this accent video, I've decided that it's going to be dialect. So we're going to discuss different Geordie words that you can use and you can just throw into a sentence.
Somebody from Japan showed up.
Sound like a bona fide Geordie. Also, for the purpose of this video, I'm not going to really bother about trying to be understood as such.
Oh, it's true.
I'm just going to speak in my own accent. I don't actually live in Newcastle anymore. I was born in a place called Benton in Newcastle.
It kind of sounds like British plus Indian.
So those that know Newcastle, it's pretty
It's
a pretty standard Geordie accent that I have. It's possibly a little bit watered
down. Get to the crazy part.
I've lived away from home for quite a while. I lived in London for 6 years.
She's waffling on.
So it is a little bit watered down. However, when I go home, I get to relax into my accent.
And then I have a beer.
No, because she's not doing it yet.
She's not doing it.
Goes to the pub.
I have a pint.
Or if I just skip ahead.
And people say, but sometimes the obvious things are just the ones
that
people
say. Lady.
Well, we might say as well, is just, well, yes. I is yes. So that's a nice one for you to use.
Oh, so it is like Irish.
Instead of all right.
I just want to hear her like.
Say, Arit. You Arit.
Arit.
How are you doing? You Arit. How are you doing? Would be how you doing.
Yeah, I got
how
that.
How you doing? How you doing, you Arit? I'm not bad. I am canny. Canny. Canny is a proper Geordie word. Now, canny can be used in different ways. If you describe a person as being
anywho.
A canny person, oh, she's dead canny, lass her. Oh, he's dead canny, aye.
No idea what the hell she just said.
I'm telling you.
Really decent person. If to describe someone as canny is a really, it's a nice term to be described as. It's flattering. It's, you know, decent, salt of the earth person. They're canny. You can also add canny onto a word to exaggerate that word. So you might say, "Oh, that's canny big." That is, or "That's canny big." It does. Now, this is not to be confused.
All right, that's good. She's droning now.
Yes,
she's waffling.
She won't cease the waffling.
I remember the first time I ever saw Eric Burdon in The Animals, and I can't remember which guy it was. It's from Newcastle. I know Eric Burdon spent some time in Newcastle. But I am not kidding you. We sat down and he started talking to me. I could not understand one word that he said.
When Becky talks to her family, that's basically what the accent she's...
Well, because she'll be like...
Well, she's a Midlander.
Oh, like, yeah, I'm just going to call
West
my
country
dad.
Is what it's called.
I'm just going to call my dad real quick. Just wait 1 second. All right, Dad, how you doing? I'm like...
Yeah, it's Ooh. Weird. It's what almost like she's putting on an accent for
she's,
him.
She puts on an American accent.
So we can understand
for us,
her.
So if we can understand what
yeah,
she's
now
saying.
That she's living and working in London, it's really bad again.
When is she coming back?
But London, it's not nearly as bad.
It is in South London.
A lot different.
Yeah, like South London Cockney. Is like the that's like the jolly mate in it. Kind of
jolly mate in it.
Yeah, just like the dumb sounding English accent. Or as North London is the proper accent.
You know what I would love to hear is a black person from Mississippi talk to somebody from Newcastle. Because you couldn't understand a goddamn word either one of them said.
Or
you ever heard a black person from Mississippi talk?
Yes.
I am not kidding. You can't understand them.
They're black people.
Is that where they sound like they're just playing the mouth harp?
Boomhauer.
What? Yeah, it's kind of like Boomhauer. Because they have their own words. It's not a dialect or anything. They have their own words that they made up.
Well, that's one of the problems with Newcastle accents is so many of the words are just made up. So it's like even if you could understand what they were saying, you wouldn't know what it meant.
Well, jive was made up. Yeah. They made up jive so white people couldn't understand what they were saying.
Jive
and it worked.
I love jive.
Jive is unbelievable.
It's great. You get insulted in jive.
It's kind of dead
I take
now,
that as
though.
A good thing. Oh, you can learn it.
Oh, yeah, you can
learn
it.
Well, I mean, like, it's a dead language, which means there are no more native speakers.
Of jive?
Yes. Dead means no native speakers, and extinct means there's no speakers left.
Really?
Or it might be the opposite.
Listen to the Love Happy Hour with Kaylin Rosenberg, the love architect, author, celebrity matchmaker, and renowned relationship expert, along with producer Kelly Guest, who was just with us last hour with Terry Sandvold. Live every Friday at thelovehappyhour.com on demand on iTunes or on YouTube. The Love Happy Hour weekly on the Tom Bernard Network. Ladies and gentlemen, they're very canny people. I don't want to waffle on about them, but they're canny. How do you think? What do you think of that? Is that good?
That's embarrassing.
I don't really understand this headline. I just saw this headline, and I wanted to read it. A recent performance management report pertaining to the city's civil rights department shows that minority and female participation in city contracts has fallen steadily since 2010. What do they mean by minority participation?
Hires, maybe?
The decline was highlighted in a recent meeting discussing the report, said council member Cam Gordon, who wrote in an email that he was disappointing. No, that's disappointed.
That he was disappointed.
It said it was disappointing.
I'm sorry, everyone.
No, it says he was disappointing and curious.
Oh, okay.
By the figures. I'm going to read that sentence again, the way it was written.
He was disappointing and curious by the figures?
It said, Council member Cam Gordon, who wrote in an email that he was disappointing and curious by the figures.
Hey. Well, I think he misspoke or it was...
Maybe they just don't want to talk to you. The small and underutilized business participation program aims to ensure that women and minority-owned businesses, MWBEs... as they're known, get a fair shot to participate in city contracts. Goals are set for projects depending partly on the contracts that are available, and bidders are asked to make a good faith effort to meet them. In the fourth quarter of 2013, active SUBP contracts totaled about $383 million, according to monthly report from the department. But the results of Minneapolis report shows that participation has fallen from 8.7% to 5.3% in the last 3 years. And I don't know, why would that be?
The economy sucks. People aren't willing to take out loans. They don't have seed money for businesses.
Yeah, it's the lowest. According to this chart, it's the lowest it's ever been. Their target was double, more than double what it is.
It's harder to get a loan now?
Not for minority and women-owned businesses.
Oh, yeah,
not.
I think it must be.
Oh, I don't think
it
so.
It has to be.
Hey,
I
have to start a
Mrs.
business.
Mrs. Butterworth told me she can get a loan anytime she wants.
What?
Is that what the...
Yeah,
see, it'd be
Alex
a female
has to go through all this, mind. But you're not going to take out any loans or anything.
No.
Is Mrs. Butterworth a minority?
It's a very low, aren't they both, though? Low startup cost.
Well, our company,
a doula.
See, you changed those stats.
How did I change?
Because you're a minority. You're a redhead.
Because you're a woman who's president of a business.
Did you know I am the...
I think that's what he meant.
Smallest gene pool in the world. A redhead with blue eyes.
Oh, redhead with blue eyes. That's very true.
Natural.
Well, how do you define gene pool, though?
No,
What about, like, albinos?
Yeah.
Or
about them?
Why do you have to rag on my parade?
Ryan?
Ryan.
That was from Welsh. Ryan on my parade.
Or I could say I'm the most medically curious person in the world. with my particular combination of ailments.
You are.
Who else has what I have?
But
no one.
You better get a hold of Betsy Hodges. Why?
Do I have to?
You know, Betty's wonderful. Betsy Hodges
Betty.
Is wonderful. Yeah, Betty. Well, Betty's your mother. Betsy Hodges.
Betsy settle, Crocker.
Settle down.
We don't like her anymore?
I just don't like Minnesota politics.
I don't like any politics.
I was going to say, I don't like politics.
I think the Minnesota politics has just gone way too far. And just they
I prefer Ugandan
the same
politics.
Old drum.
Yeah. Ugandan.
Well, they
just
change
kill you.
Anything.
Yeah. We'll just massacre everyone and we'll pretend that everything's okay.
Is Uganda like that?
Uganda.
I never know what countries are the bad ones and what countries are okay.
Most in Africa? Basically.
Anywhere in Africa.
What do you mean literally
bad?
95%.
Bad as in like you go there and you're liable to die.
I still...
It's pretty bad.
You mean
well, no,
from diseases or from violence?
Both.
Oh.
I once got in an argument with a black man about Adolf Hitler.
Why would you do that?
That he said basically...
Why'd you do it?
That the fact that he claimed that the Aryan race was blah, blah, blah. And he just went on and on and on about this. And I said, you know, you do realize that if he had won World War II... He was going to flatten the whole continent of Africa. You do know that,
right?
Oh,
he would have flattened a lot of places.
Well, he was going to flatten that entire continent. He was going to kill everybody in Africa. Everybody.
Hitler would be sad.
Sad?
Because naturally blonde-haired people by the year, I don't remember what it was, like 2040 are going to no longer exist, they
2040?
Think.
No way. No. That's not possible.
Where'd you read this?
You're going to be alive in 2040. So.
Where'd you read that?
No, like people
albino
will not
eyes.
Be born.
No, I won't be born anymore?
Anymore. Like new naturally blonde-haired people.
Well, how about your grandkids? Whoever they marry, they're going to end up with blonde-haired kids.
No, I don't know.
That's not true.
Well, they might, though. Even if they, no matter who they marry.
The odds are pretty high.
Yeah, he's right.
Really?
Well, I mean, like, you and Dan both have blonde hair.
Yeah, but it's not dominant.
No, blonde isn't a dominant trait.
Black hair and brown eyes are dominant.
Yep.
Well, but I mean, like, if they married a brown-haired white person, they'd have a pretty high chance of blonde hair. As you can see, Dad doesn't have blonde hair. Mom doesn't have blonde hair.
I used to have blonde hair.
You
did? He was born
a
blonde.
I actually did, too.
Well, I was born a blonde, and I had blonde hair up until I was about... I don't know, 10 years old, and then it turned white because I realized my dad was my dad.
No. Yeah, I had blondish hair when I was a kid.
Blondish hair.
Red, yeah.
Yeah, and then it turned brown for some reason. Did
no,
you know
blonde
that
life.
Everyone with brown eyes actually has blue eyes underneath?
Yes.
Every baby's born with blue eyes.
The brown is just an oxide layer over your iris. You can actually have it lasered off to have blue eyes.
What?
Doctors
say. Have you ever seen some of them look really weird, like that one freak-looking guy for the Cadillac ELR?
Yeah.
How
do you know what you'd end up looking like, though?
What?
How do you know what you'd end up looking like?
You'd have to do, like, a Photoshop yourself with blue eyes.
That's scary.
Like
doctors say you really shouldn't do that.
No,
it's not worth it.
I
probably
don't
not
think
do
so.
Lasering your eyes for cosmetic reasons?
Yeah, I just wear a... Yeah, Dad, lasering your eyes for cosmetic reasons.
Yeah, because everything worked out so well there.
I think that's what she's saying.
What?
No, I don't think so. I was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Andy's picking at his nail with a...
Oh, that's
wires.
Nice. Why don't we go to break here while Andy's doing surgery on himself?
He's got a hangnail. He's got a needle nose pliers.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios at tombernardshow.com.
That's what I use at home. Brad John Bryant.
There we go. I have a good reason to be talking today to Mike Bryant of the law firm of Brad John Bryant.
Other than I'm one of the nicest people you know.
Well, that too. Now, today I need some legal advice.
I'll do my best. We always do our best for all of our clients.
Okay, here's my problem. I think I have a libel case for you to handle.
Okay, give me the facts.
Okay, the facts are I've been accused of being a bigoted, racist asshole.
Okay. I think a jury would be convinced, based on your statement, that there is no place for racism, that you hired the first black co-host for a radio show in the market, and that you grew up in North Minneapolis, that you couldn't, by any stretch of the imagination, be guilty of racism.
Well, thank you for that.
Easy money for Bradshaw and Bryant. The facts show the person was uttering the canard, had libeled you, defamed you, and damaged your reputation.
And he also called me an asshole. What can you do for me there?
Honestly?
Well, yeah, of course.
In libel, truth is an affirmative defense.
You mean if I am an asshole and he calls me an asshole, I have no complaint?
I'm just saying.
Tommy Mischke, people of Midwest Fence. I want to hear about him.
Remember the old line, Robert Frost poem, good fences make good neighbors?
Yep.
I always thought that should be their slogan.
I'm telling you flat out, and you know this, and Sean, everybody knows it, I don't live without fences. I have a fence, I have a gate, couldn't live without them.
Right, but you're one of those guys who has fences to keep people out. Some people have fences to keep things in, the dog, the little kids.
I'm keeping you in.
Who is on the other side of your fence wanting in, by the way?
No, I just love the security of fencing. I love that about fencing.
Defines a piece of property. And the fences, when they're beautiful, and they are a Midwest fence, they can make the whole yard look beautiful.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. There's so many different styles and colors to choose from. When they installed the fence for me, I was out at the farm. 1 mile of fencing.
No kidding?
1 mile of PVC fencing.
And then you electrify it, don't you?
It's still there. Let me just point that out as well. 20 years later, it's there. It looks like it was put in yesterday. It's just great fencing.
Midwest Fence, serving the metro and beyond. See us online at MidwestFence.com. That's MidwestFence.com for $250 off any fence project.
Since that Hun Yuck was just talking, it's a good time to promote his show. Uploaded last night, available now. A brand new Mischke Roadshow is out as of this morning. And it features, among other things, a possessed commercial jingle singer who Mischke encounters in an inner city backyard. A visit with a fly fisherman along Wisconsin River who explains why the Zen-like experience is second only to sex. And a peek at the disturbing side of exotic pet store customers, Mischke being one of them. It's all free at iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and the Stitcher app. For your Android users at MischkeRoadshow.com or at the Tom Bernard Podcast Network.com.
Speaking of which, if you're wondering why he hasn't gotten the Midwest Fence commercials to us, I don't know either, but they'll happen eventually.
We're gonna hammer them for
And
that.
If you're wondering why I haven't gotten the new Southside ads, it's because I forgot to do that.
So. Boy, you're just on
you
the
forgot
ball today.
To
well,
do
I mean,
it?
I'm playing the half cut or whatever. It's just the other one I forgot.
Should we give him a warning in his file?
I'd like to point out that for Father's Day, Dan Chesky delivers my new boat, our new boat, the pontoon.
The pups liked it.
And it's been pouring ever since.
Yeah. It's true.
We went on it once.
We went on it Friday night. It was wonderful.
Do you have to,
2 o'clock this morning?
Do something about it when it thunderstorms?
Not really.
Or
it
can just take it.
Thunderstorms?
It's got 3 pontoons, so it's very stable.
Well, but I mean, like, all the electronics and stuff, you'd think.
Ooh, that's true. Christ, it's probably screwed for life.
We used it one time.
Well, we tried to figure out how to put on the cover.
Yeah, you took a while to do that.
It was like 45 minutes.
What's the wrong cover?
We need to have a lesson.
It is, too.
With detailed instructions.
Sort of like YouTube
video. And hopefully a flow chart so we can get that thing up.
Yes. Very quick sports update. Most boring weekend in the history of sports this weekend.
What about
the Twins sucked.
World Cup.
The World Cup.
Was that one?
People are excited.
It's Mike.
I watched it in Spanish, which was actually a fun way to watch
it. 20 billion
Because they get really
fans.
Excited about it.
You know, yeah. I guarantee you, and I'm not making this up, and I'm not being a smart ass, it's true, that if Ghana beats the United States, that's what, in 10 minutes, isn't it?
It starts at 5, yeah.
Yeah. If Ghana beats the United States, I guarantee you the headline in the New York Post will be Ghana Rio. I guarantee it.
Ghana Rio.
There's no if they did.
They will. I guarantee that's what the New York Post does. Ghana Rio. I guarantee it. That's what the New York Post does.
Let's be smart asses.
STDs.
Nothing funnier than an STD.
Does America even have a soccer team that people like care about?
No.
Well, yeah, so the World Cup team's it, basically. I mean,
what's their name? Name a player on the team.
USA.
Well,
David Beckham. Just kidding.
David Beckham, yeah.
He's the only soccer player that I know.
John.
Me too.
Is it John and
a Steve? See, there's Pele.
John.
There's Steve Johnson.
I swear to God, the only one I knew was the guy that kicked off the team.
Donovan.
Landon Donovan. Yeah, he was the only one that I knew.
Lando Calrissian.
Why'd they kick him off the team?
They thought because, well, I assumed, well, our coach already went ahead and said that we don't have any chance of winning this year before we even start, which is nice.
He did.
So I assumed, like, okay, Landon Donovan's a little older, right? So if. This is a throwaway year. You might as well get younger guys who will be good 4 years from now and not on the team.
Oh, I thought it was about why bother paying him if we're not going to win anything?
Oh, they don't pay him.
Yeah.
What? The World Cup players don't get paid.
Wow. No wonder no one cares about the World Cup.
What?
That's one thing I will tell you about soccer, and whether you like it or not, I'm not a soccer fan, but it is a pure sport.
Yes.
Pure crap.
Well, although they do take flops all the time, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
I broke my nose playing soccer.
You
against
did?
Those.
Andy broke his leg playing soccer.
I sprained my, I don't know, claimed
it was broken.
Oh,
it
my
felt
God.
Broken. It really did. I couldn't bend it for like a
Mike,
week.
He ran for about 50
feet. I couldn't bend
feet.
It like Beckham at all.
This goes down.
He seriously is telling people that he had broken his leg, but his parents refused to take him to the doctor.
He did. He told people that, and he was serious.
For like 3 months.
My mom and dad, my leg was broken.
He held it against us.
Well, explain
for 3 months.
The second joint in my leg, then.
Yes. I've got two joints in my leg.
I had to construct it myself.
Yes, I'm sure you did. I'm sure that's exactly
what happened.
Do
you remember that, how he went on and on?
I remember. I vividly remember that happening. I was running down the field on the right side of the field toward the goal, and my leg just, like, collapsed, and it hurt like hell.
Well, yeah, it's going to happen.
You sprained something.
This is a guy, Mike.
I got hit in the face with a soccer ball.
7 years old.
Yeah, you passed out.
You damaged your head a lot as a kid.
The flume.
I wonder why.
Valley Fair. There's a part where you drop about a foot. Andy at 7 gets off and starts bitching at the ride driver. What are they called? The carny? What are they called?
What?
The operator.
The operator, yeah.
The carny?
Carny works if it's the 1950s.
7-year-old Andy walks up to the ride driver and says, "You made us plummet."
Yeah, there's like a baby.
Plummet?
There's a baby flume.
Yeah, baby flume.
There's like one inch drop. It's like, "You made us plummet."
That's so funny. You made us
the guy
plummet.
Just looked at you like, crazy Joe.
Oh, the like, rain has started.
Oh, sons of bitches.
It was a sprinkler when I went out for the...
Oh, good. So I'm parked 700 miles
away. I way at the other side, too.
Umbrella.
Oh, I probably should have done that, yeah.
You're brawling?
Oh, well.
It's not, like, pouring yet.
Your parasol?
Is it going to be pouring 22 minutes now when we hit
Hopefully
the road?
Not.
Probably.
Now,
please,
Mike,
don't
do you
start
mean
pouring yet.
Back rain has started, or do you mean black rain has started? Because that second one's a lot more ominous.
It is.
We could always just do a lot of commercials right now and bolt. What do you think?
Yeah, because
just do the rest of them.
In
go to Renter's Warehouse. Walzer.
Go there right now.
Walzer's good. Rusty's good.
I'd rather be at my
Associates,
house.
Smile Network, you know, all those guys.
They're all good
They're
people.
All good
do
people.
It.
Who's on the chat right now? Is anything good on the chat going on?
No.
They're mostly just talking about how winds are flipping over boats on Lake Minnetonka.
Again?
I don't know if you meant again or some other time.
Recently.
Yeah, they have a regatta every year over Father's Day, and they had to cancel it because so many people were there. While they were sailing, they were being flipped into the water, and they had to wait for like an hour for a rescue.
Wow.
Jeez. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
How much do you suppose it would cost to get like a merchant galleon?
What the hell is that?
And why do you want one?
Like a square rigged ship.
Oh, it's a square rig? What does that mean?
Oh, it's a square rig?
I don't know what the
Did
hell
you
it is.
See the lie coming out of his body right
you mean
there.
The square rig? Yeah.
The square rig ship that has 3 masts and 4 jibs.
I told you I know about radio television.
It's a square rig?
Square
rig. I know what that is.
Well, then, if it's a square rig,
I'll tell you all
it's
about
like
it.
It's like the carbonara effect with everybody pretending they know what the hell
he doesn't
he's
understand the concept, really.
If you haven't seen.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. We have
Mike,
to try to get him on.
See what?
Yes, we have to get him on.
Oh, he's
the
so full of
carbonara
shit.
Effect.
No. Dan's, it's like,
oh,
his favorite.
Oh, hilarious.
It's like major Dan humor.
Oh, it definitely is.
They're
it
from Indonesia.
Yes.
It's like this guy that does magic tricks, but he convinces like these people.
They're really good, too.
He convinces these people that these things are, like, happening.
Yeah, he's got, like, these stickers
that
look like a goldfish. And he says if you put this special drop or something,
no,
it reanimates
them.
Yeah, you just drop it in water.
Oh, yeah.
Reanimates, and it turns them into
25
a fish.
25 cents a piece for these stickers.
And he clearly had a goldfish in his sleeve, so when he went like that, you know. But then the lady thought that these stickers turned into
and
fish.
And he's like, yeah, they're from Indonesia.
They're like, technology is frightening.
Technology is frightening.
And he just, like...
And he goes to pick up the roll of stickers, and the woman goes, "You've got water in your hands. Don't reanimate."
This bike.
No, she's
right away.
Oh, you got to watch the show.
It's hilarious.
Very
Maybe she just watched The Reanimator.
Dan thinks it's a hoot and a half.
And for all you young women out there, he's a handsome devil, too.
He looks like he's about 12.
And he may or may not be into the ladies.
Yeah, you can't really tell.
I'm just saying.
He's got a certain magic
well,
about
he's
him.
Very, he's very every charming guy. And witty. And so it's hard to say.
Too witty.
Yeah, exactly.
Far.
You know, that was kind of a slap in the face. He's very charming and witty, unlike heterosexual men.
Well,
that's
well,
really nice.
That.
Let's be honest.
What do you mean, let's be honest?
Let's be real.
Is that bullshit? What's that all about? Oh, look at Catherine's over there supporting
this.
Other
one. He has this taxidermy stuff. He says he brings in these people to start work. And he's like, you have to spray the freezing compound on the animal, otherwise it'll come back to life.
Yes.
Every hour we have
to spray. Yeah, you got to spray it every hour. Mm-hmm. So he puts it in this.
A taxidermied fox in a
this
box.
Stuffed fox in the box, and then he opens it up, and a real fox jumps out.
Oh wow!
And he steals a stuffed squirrel.
Yeah, the fox grabs a stuffed squirrel and runs away. Which I don't know if that was scripted or not.
That was not scripted. It was hilarious.
The fox just saw a squirrel and went for it.
Oh, anyway, for my short sports report, most boring sports weekend I was talking about. The Heat got their asses handed to them in five games.
What's the Heat?
The Miami
Heat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Minnesota Heat.
Basketball?
They play 2 days a year.
Is that basketball?
Yes.
I don't follow basketball.
Okay. The New York Rangers got crushed by the LA
Kings. That's hockey.
That was the LA Clippers?
Crushed. And Keimer crushed everybody in the U.S. Open. The whole weekend was boring as
hell.
So, wait,
is the Stanley Cup thing over?
Yeah, they
won
the Stanley Cup.
God.
Oh, my gosh. It's
what?
Like 12 years of Stanley Cup playoffs. It's so much stupid hockey. I can't
well, you don't have to watch
stand it. No, the
well,
talking
only on
9 months
a year.
And the Facebook and the Stanley Cup. The playoffs themselves are like, what, 2 months long?
Well, this
it's
is the home
they
of
are
hockey.
Really long.
It's best out of seven.
Oh, it's the home of
who has time for that? No one.
The World Series is best.
I just think once the weather warms up, hockey should be over.
Yeah, it's like
personally.
So you don't think it should be until like you know the 4th of July?
No, I don't think it should be.
So who won the Stanley Cup?
The right. LA Kings.
Stanley, obviously.
Marion Gabrick, your old boyfriend.
All over me.
My boyfriend. He's so Gabrick. Creepy.
Who is Stanley?
So creepy.
Lord Stanley. Yeah.
Lord Stanley.
I know.
That's a rather pretentious name.
Lord Stanley.
Did they even give the Lady Bing Trophy out anymore?
They still do, yeah.
It's a Lady Bing Trophy.
It's the biggest pussy in the league.
Yeah, the guy's sportsmanship and stuff like that. So it's usually the guy who had the least penalty minutes.
Lady Bing Memorial Trophy. It's for sportsmanship and gentlemanly conduct.
So, yeah, less penalty minutes. High school level.
You got to make fun of those guys.
Yeah, the nice ones.
Lou Nanny won it every year he was in the league.
He did not.
Let's see. The finalists today. We got Patrick Marleau of the San Jose Sharks. Ryan O'Reilly of the Colorado Avalanche.
Ryan O'Reilly.
And Martin St. Louis of the Tampa Bay
Martin
Lightning.
Martin St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, Martin and Louis. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Martin St. Louis.
Martin St. Louis.
Whatever.
Really?
And the trophy winner will be announced on the 24th, so
well,
stay tuned
there you
for
have
that.
It. Just 8 days away, man. Now you're talking.
So get ready for that.
So the position, they show the position of everyone who's won. It's like 80%, I assume that's center?
Yep.
Yeah, it's like all centers.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them are
well, they're the heart of the team.
Right wings, yeah.
Well, this headline can't be very good as I go to it right now and... It takes a while to bring it up.
Prez says school is for losers.
So I will read this right now while it's coming up.
What?
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly what it says.
It's a Simpsons reference.
The Rusty Gatenby Review video podcast on the Tom Bernard Network. The Rusty Gatenby Review is the entertaining show about entertainment. Rusty Gatenby will give you his opinion about upcoming movies, restaurants, music, or events. And we'll also feature in-studio guests. The Rusty Gatenby Review. Find it at therustygatenbyreview.com. That's therustygatenbyreview.com on YouTube or on the Tom Bernard Network page.
Yeah. Do that.
You know what I want to do, Andy? And we have to figure this out. And maybe, I don't know, somebody from KQ can show you how to do it. I want to couple our computers. It's called mine would be a slave screen. And I want everybody to submit their favorite stories of the day. Do you know how to do that?
Well, it depends.
You can't do it for between Mac and PC.
Probably. No.
I think you might be able to with the right software.
Okay.
But So you wouldn't want to actually use your computer at all except for things
I wouldn't want to see the stories before you bring them up, because one of my favorite things to do in the KQ Morning Show is to have stories brought up that I've never seen before.
So basically your computer, you just want to look at my computer screen.
Yes.
That's all you'd want to use your
computer
for.
And then I want everybody to send you stories on your email, and then, you know, like their favorite couple of stories of the day. I love doing that because I've not seen the stories before. What the hell is this? KFC Scar apologizes to Scarred Girl.
Uh-oh. Oh, they, yep, I know this story.
What is it?
It's a little girl. I think she's like about two or three. She got attacked.
About two or three.
She got attacked by three pit bulls.
Oh, my God.
And, like, she lost an eye.
Who would bring a pit bull into a KFC?
No.
Okay.
I was going to say.
She was attacked by three pit bulls, lost an eye, is, like, severely scarred all over.
Was one of them that horseshit singer?
Has scars all over her face, and she was at KFC with her grandmother, and one of the KFC employees went up to her and said, "We have to ask you to leave. You're
making people vomit."
Yeah, her face is disturbing other customers.
That's what they said to a 3-year-old little girl.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh,
they did.
No.
One of them basically
way.
Said, "You're going to make our customers vomit."
That oh my God!
It did too.
It just like,
that's
said,
why
like,
I brought
your
it up.
Your appearance is
that's
disturbing
so...
our customers.
I get them
other customers.
Jesus. Poor little.
So
kid.
What's going on then?
I'm guessing that guy
they
got
apologized.
Fired.
Yeah, they had to.
It was the colonel himself.
Say an apology, like, oh,
well,
get the hell out of my
it sounds like they should
girl.
Set up a fund for her to get some
money.
Surgery.
Well, because she's had like a bunch of surgeries, and she still has to have more.
Cuter than hell, too, by the way.
I don't understand this whole pit bull thing. I just don't get it.
People have to feel tough.
They're just taking pit bulls into the rescue programs now, too. Mm-hmm. Which, I'm sorry, I don't trust those dogs, I'm sorry.
No, Mike, I have to run something by you. Mm-hmm. As a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
I talked about this morning on the KQ Morning Show. I yesterday watched a great documentary about J.D. Salinger. It was phenomenal. 2 hours long. It was great. But I tried to watch three stand-up videos on Netflix.
Yeah, you mentioned this to him. Oh, no, you mentioned it to Dan, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah.
You look so similar. Can't even
tell you apart. <Bert.
laughs>
I watched Mark Maron's Thinky Brain or Thinky, I think it's called Thinky Brain or something.
Thinky Brain.
Okay.
Not funny in the least.
No, I've heard, I just talked to someone who just saw him live out in L.A.
He's not funny.
He has that attitude now where he thinks he's so good and so big he doesn't give a shit. So yeah. Go and just kind of put his feet up and not say anything and be like, yeah, this is a real fucking great time, right? No one laughs. He's expecting his, you know, his reputation to carry him on stage, which
that's,
is...
That's
was
not
terrible.
How it works. Has anybody explained anything to
no,
this
I mean,
guy?
It's
not how it works.
It does
does he know
to
anything
a
about anything?
Like Jerry Seinfeld, he could write just shittier jokes than other people, and people will laugh because it's Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
But, I mean, it's like when you're doing your own special, it's not like you're just doing it in front of a crowd. I mean, it's like you have to give...
Well, you got to bring it.
Yeah.
He didn't tell one joke. All he did was talk about it himself.
Yeah, and he thinks that's funny. And
it was horrible. I mean, so you've heard it from guys you work with. And
not,
you work.
Not even. It was this a lady who happened to be there, and she knows I do comedy. She was like, I saw this show. It was really funny, except for this one guy, Mark Maron. He went up at the end. He was thought he was really good, but he was just not funny.
It was not funny in the least, and it's a video.
Yeah.
Then I tried to watch Louis C.K.'s latest video. Same thing.
You've never liked him, though.
No.
So he's just not a guy.
He's pretty blue as far as his comedy goes.
But he's just not funny now.
Well, he might as well just go on stage and go, New York, am I right? And then they just applaud for half an hour.
Well, that's pretty much true.
It works.
And then the one that made me kind of sad was Kevin Hart, because I like Kevin Hart, but he wasn't funny.
Really?
All three of them. And maybe it was the fact that Maron was so horrible.
It blew everybody out.
It just blew everybody else out, because by the time I got to Kevin Hart, I wasn't in the mood to laugh anymore.
Yeah.
I was stunned by that.
It's like a bad opener on a show. It just ruins the rest of the show.
It does, absolutely.
It's just like that, yeah? Mm-hmm.
But somebody needs to get to Mark Maron and say, hey, you're a really good interviewer. Your podcast, WTF, is really good. You're really good at that. But your comedy sucks.
Well, that's why he's doing a podcast.
Your TV show sucks.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought it would be more real, but it was just
terrible.
Very, very fake and scripted. And just
and he can't act at all.
Right. And he said,
well,
oh,
neither
no.
could Seinfeld.
Oh, so. Look out the window. My father is here in his mobile home.
Mom yeah. actually looked out the window when you said that. So
what?
It is fake.
Even I Jude did. Didn't.
Oh, I look did. Out the window. Like, where?
Where? What? Squirrel.
Squirrel.
You did. You gave it the squirrel. And I'm not, you know, I'm the reason I even brought this up is that I'm shocked that somebody doesn't go to him and say, you know, that you suck. It's not funny. You
can't tell Mark Maron that he
well,
sucks.
Well, maybe that's, someone already has.
What do you mean?
Maybe
he just
someone's told.
Care.
Yeah, exactly. Some people just don't care what other people think.
It's really too bad because at one time he was very funny.
I mean, he likes sucking.
Not no mores.
No, but seriously, just a few years ago he was very funny, and now he just doesn't give a shit.
Mark Maron is who? What about
WTF podcast? He's the Mark Maron show on IFC, and yeah, you might not even know who the hell he is. But at the beginning of the show, he's talking to one of his best friends, and it's all like, oh, well, I couldn't handle this great success when I was younger. I would not have been able to handle it. What? Mm. Shut
Most
up.
People don't know who the hell you are.
Robert Downey Jr. can say that type of shit,
yeah.
where it's like, oh, he just had too much
right.
shit going on. Now he kind of looks like him. I was just looking at the pictures. But
yeah.
Robert Downey
yeah.
Jr. like got better after time and
yeah,
kept
did.
Going, as opposed to like, it seems like once his podcast hit really big, he just stopped. Caring as much about his stand-up.
Yeah,
yeah I think
yeah.
that's true. A lot of people go through that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it just kind of stunned me that these guys are, you know, the three biggest names in comedy right now, probably.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily. Jim Gaffigan is as big as they are, and he's still yeah. hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Gaffigan is very funny.
He is hilarious.
He's just totally professional. Like, he just will write good shit, and everyone will laugh at it. Like, 90% of people will get it all the time.
So. And it's just his attitude. Last time he was in town at the Orpheum, you know, we had talked maybe get together, have a little lunch or whatever, and it never did happen. So he came on the show, and I said, yeah, the last time you were in town, I didn't hear from you. He goes, no, actually, I was going to have lunch with you. It turned out I couldn't. So as I was getting off the plane, I was going, this is the hometown of Tom Bernard. Fuck you, you pain in the ass. But no, Gaffigan's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
And he's huge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Mordahl pointed out that his family grounds him.
Mm-hmm.
That his family doesn't let him get too big for his britches.
Like
dad
his
is fat.
Book, yep.
Dad is fat.
Oh,
absolutely.
My gosh, that book. If you have children or if you are around children frequently, mm-hmm. it's so freaking funny.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it is.
I listened to it on tape when I was training for a race last year, and it's just like,
no.
Oh, my gosh.
And to close this conversation, I would ask you. Is everybody now trying to do Bill Hicks? Is that what everybody's doing now?
They've been trying. They've been doing Bill Hicks for the past 30 years.
20 years.
Do
yeah.
Bill
But it's all, I want to be Bill Hicks. Well, Bill Hicks is dead. Dead for 20 years. You're not Bill Hicks.
Well, people are followers by nature. I mean, they see something popular and they try to emulate it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's headed in a really bad direction if that's what they're going to do.
It always gets better.
Yeah.
Well, I
mean, like, look at
the
Honeymooners was on, and then we got 1,000 ripoffs of that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just how it is.
These guys just need to be better grounded. So, I mean, somebody needs to go to each one of them because they are very talented.
Well, I'll give them a buzz.
I mean,
Mom, you call
about Maron and Louis C.K.
I'll tweet them.
Text them, tweet.
They're very talented, but I guess nobody in their life is going, hey, you fucking suck right now.
Fucking.
You don't have to do this all by yourself, and why would you want to? It's Tom Bernard here to talk to you about Sandvold and Associates Financial Services Group. Terry Sandvold has been helping people just like you all over the country to get their next financial level for over 27 years now, and that's a lot of experience. And he's joined us here on the Tom Bernard Podcast Network with his Money Talk Show, streaming live Mondays today at 2 p.m. Terry and his team will help you review your finances and investments every quarter. Make sure you're organizing your short-term, mid-range, and long-term money. Evaluate options if you've left a job and a 401k behind someplace. Help you understand not only how to accumulate dollars for the future, but he will also show how to spend your dollars in a more cost-effective way in retirement. Call Sandvold & Associates for a no-cost, no-obligation review or second opinion. Terry's mission is to earn your business every time he talks with you. When was the last time you talked with your financial advisor?
Never.
Call 952-544-2837. That's 952-544-2837. go online to helpmeterry.com. That's one word. That's helpmeterry.com.
We had a caller quick, but there's not enough time for him.
Who is it?
It was just Mike from Blaine mentioning, I'm assuming on the morning show you talked about the Salinger documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. I was assuming that's why he called in.
We have 5 minutes.
No, we don't.
Well, but he just wanted to, I think, just hear more about what you thought of that.
Oh, the Salinger. Well, I mean, Mike, if you want to call back, we got 5 minutes.
He's on.
Oh,
he is?
Oh, he is on.
Mike from Blaine.
Well, there you go.
Is this Mike from Blaine?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Now, let me ask you a question. You love stand-up.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of Marin and Louis C.K. and these guys right now that don't even try anymore?
Well, I don't know if you're, because, like, C.K. produces so much material. I mean, some of it is quantity or quality.
Well, that's somebody. You're absolutely right about that. But I think this whole I'm Bill Hicks angry thing is like, okay, that's, yeah, everybody does that now. I mean, Bill Burr is really good at being angry. You know, he is. He's very funny at it. But I mean, so and again, Mark Maron is a very talented guy. Louis C.K. is a very talented guy. It frustrates me when you see him and they're kind of like, I mean, Maron's really got it on cruise control. He just does. Don't you think?
Well, when you reach, he doesn't have the drive behind him that he used to because he's making money from different routes now. He doesn't have to be a stand-up.
Yeah, it's a big mistake, I think. So you want to know about the Salinger? Did you watch the Salinger documentary?
Actually, I just wanted to ask if you read the three stories by J.D. Salinger, the one that leaked.
No.
Oh, you mean the one that's coming out next year?
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but like, because J.D. Salinger wrote three stories that were supposed to be in Harper's Bazaar, and he pulled them back, and like they were supposed to be released like 50 years from now. But it leaked on the internet that the three stories leaked on the internet.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you'd just read them.
I have not read them yet because they're supposed to be released next year.
Yeah, the documentary said that they were going to be released starting next year, like every couple of months or something like that.
So they released them even earlier. They released them now.
That happens a lot.
They're out already. And
all three of them?
Oh.
Yeah, all three of them.
I wish people wouldn't do shit like that. I have not read them yet. Have you read them?
I haven't read them either. I was just waiting for them to come out officially in, like, book form.
That's exactly what I was waiting for. I don't want to read it on the internet. I want to read it from a book that I hold in my hand, just like I do Catcher in the Rye about every 2 years. I reread Catcher in the Rye because it is brilliant work, and he was a psychopath. I mean,
yeah, the documentary painted him as a troubled man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he was nuts.
Had no relationship with his children at all. Just
like you.
Never got along with his, I don't even know. Yeah, some of them were wives, some were girlfriends. He always liked young girls, which is disturbing to
me.
Yeah, perv.
Perv.
But, I mean, a brilliant man, no question about that. I believe, Andy, would you check and see, but at last I heard Catcher and I had sold like 65 million copies, and it's probably a lot more than that now because that was a long time ago. But, yeah, 65. They said basically, what?
Do you ever find
65
it?
65 million. Million
it's always disturbing to me when there's somebody that you really would like to admire, like his talent, and then they always turn out to be some pervy creep.
Well, they're that talented for a reason.
Kelsey Grammer, yep.
It's like, why? Why can't one of them turn out to be a decent human
Smart
being?
Smart people have a lot of issues, it seems.
Well, you should.
Yes, I should.
Hey, what do you think of that one, Mike?
Yes, I should.
I didn't know what I was supposed to say to that.
Did you hear what I said about your grandfather this morning? Mike, did you listen to the morning show this morning?
I had to take a break because my mom wants me to do stuff during the morning sometimes now.
Like get up?
Like wake up before noon?
I wake up like at 5.
5 a.m.? Why do you get up at 5?
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know, because my mom gets up at that time, and that's what time she wants me to get up, so that's what time I get up.
So then what do? You sit and
go out and tend the crops or something? Milk the cows?
I used to listen to the best of when they played it before the morning show, but they don't do that anymore.
Why don't they do that?
I don't know. They played some good bits and stuff, but they stopped doing that.
Well, I guess I talked to Mordahl on the drive down to Treasure Island last week, and I said, we got to start doing some bits together again. So we're going to start doing bits together again. And by the way, that was at your suggestion, Mike from Blaine, so when it happens, it's your fault.
We had a bunch of people in the chat actually saying that they liked the increased bit density.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the bits were a lot of fun. Tony Lee was involved in a lot of them, and, you know, it just, John Lastman's coming back.
Oh, yeah?
He's going to be, I think it's been announced publicly. If it hasn't, it has
now. It has now.
But anyway, he's going to be a... What did you do?
Son of a whore.
Thing.
Who talks like that?
How was that? Is it pouring yet?
Is it?
All right, Mike. Well, I would hold off because I'm going to hold off. I want to read the stories from a book. So I wouldn't do it if I were you. You know what I mean?
That sounds like a good plan.
I think you're. Now, how many times have you read Catcher in the Rye?
I think I'm kind of embarrassed to say I don't think I've actually read the whole book.
Oh, for Christ's sake. How do you expect to go out and kill someone if you haven't even read the entire book? They talked a lot about that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they did.
That
John Lennon killer.
Yeah. If they see you as a phony, you got major problems.
On the Doppler radar, the worst of it's going to hit in probably about a half hour.
All right.
Boy, if you're down south near, like, Mankato, I'd watch out.
Hit the dirt.
Oh, no, not that far down south.
Team USA is up 1-0, by the way.
30
really?
Seconds.
Against Ghana.
Wow.
30 seconds. They scored a goal. Now everyone cares about soccer.
Mike from Blaine.
It matters.
We have 18 guests tomorrow, so call in.
We have four.
We got Eric Schiffer. We have Maria Canellis and Michael Bennett. We have Kristen. We have Kostaki. And then
I
we have Mike from Blaine.
You don't have room
Mike,
for
when are you going to do like a 5-minute literary report every week on the TomBernardShow.com? You do a lot of reading, don't you?
I do a fair amount.
Why don't you recommend books? You could be...
Angela's Ashes.
You could be like the Tom Bernard Book Club and then get me a deal like Oprah Winfrey where you do the report but I get half the money. What do you think?
There'd be a lot of sci-fi books, so I don't know if you're into that.
Oh,
more
now,
than
who
half.
Philip K. Dick?
Yeah, Philip K. Dick and all that. And some newer stuff, too. I like doing the newer stuff.
Reads a lot of romance
Battlefield
novels.
Earth. Battlefield Earth. Tech War?
I love Philip K. Dick. He's a highly underrated alcoholic.
Aren't they all?
They all are. Mike from Blaine, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Call in tomorrow, man.
All right, I'll plan on doing that then.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later.
Peace out.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, thank you for listening. Have a great night.